Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
My name is Matt Pauly, taking you until 8 o'clock this evening. Just an absolutely jam-packed program tonight. Taylor Twellman's going to join us at about 7:20. We'll talk soccer with him. Matt Weiner will be with us at 7:35. We'll talk NBA basketball with him. So a couple great St. Louisans going to be with us. Right now, we're very happy to welcome on to the program. He is a St. Louis Battlehawks. He's just been incredible in his time with the team. He is Hakeem Butler, and he joins us right now. Hakeem, thanks so much for taking some time with us today. How are you?
I'm doing well, man. Thank you for having me.
What's practice been like this week? Obviously, you guys are looking for a bounce back, and you're going into, no matter what, back-to-back weeks against the same team.
Well, practice has been, just normal, fun. You know, definitely we've been emphasizing responding. You know, after last week, we felt like we put out a dud. You know, that really wasn't who we were, but you know, practice this week, the motto was respond, and I think we've done a great job of that.
You've played football for a long time. You've suffered tough losses throughout your life. Is it easy for you to put a game where you walk out of it feeling like maybe your best performance was not out there? Is it easy to put that in the rearview mirror and just look ahead?
Easy is definitely a weird word to use. I would definitely say, you know, it takes a lot of mental fortitude, you know, to watch the film, be hard on yourself and then analyze and move on, you know, but we definitely analyzed pretty early on. Myself, I know during the game, I realized what we weren't doing and what I wasn't doing and what I needed to do better. And so, I put it behind me pretty quickly and I'm ready to work.
You guys are in a really weird spot this week because you're going to play San Antonio in the first round of the playoffs. So if whether that game is in St. Louis or San Antonio is dependent upon this week's game. So if you win, you're hosting. How do you approach a week like this where I guess you don't want to show too much in the game because you're playing them in the playoffs the next week, but it's also like this game doesn't not matter because home field advantage is on the line.
Yeah, I leave all that kind of stuff up to the coaches, you know, with the game plan and whatnot. But me personally, I don't like to lose any game at all. Like undefeated is always my goal. I hate losing more than I like winning, truthfully. And so I want to go into every game and win. I don't care whether we're playing high school JV team. You know, I want to beat the hell out of them. So I'm going to go in there and give them my all because this game doesn't mean nothing to me. This game means everything because we only have so many opportunities to play this game within our lifetime. So every game it means everything to me.
Your story is fantastic. It's been told over and over. If you don't mind, I'll ask you to tell it again because when you first joined the Battlehawks, it all started with a Twitter DM, correct?
Yes, sir.
So how did that go down?
Man, you know, I was my trainer. He gave me a list of emails from coaches around different leagues, and because I train with him, and he knows like I'm a great player, and I truly believe that. I can play at the highest level, you know, and so to be training every day for years, and you know, go to different situations and you constantly have people who don't play the sport, you know, try and, you know, cut you or tell you you're not good enough. And in my heart of hearts, I mean, I've shown that I'm better than a lot of people, you know. And so I just took that list, and Anthony Beck honestly was the first name on the list. And I go to Twitter and he's following me, and I just shoot him a DM. And from there, the rest is history. He responds and they draft me, and all I ask for is an opportunity. And that's all I constantly ask for from anyone. You know, you just give me an opportunity, the rest is up to me. So we did that, and now we're here.
Was his name the first name on the list because his last name starts with the letter B, or was it because you were targeting them?
Yeah. No, it was Anthony Beck. So it was the first name on the list, you know, with his email and then his name. And so, you know, Beck, it was up there. So I'm just thankful.
Thankfully, he doesn't have a last name that starts with a W or a Z or something, right?
Never would have found it, man.
And you've got a last name that starts with B as well. So it was just, it was perfect. I never talk to any Battlehawks player without asking about the fan support because it's such a difference maker in the Dome. The Battlehawks have the best home field advantage in the league, and it's not even close. What is it like playing for St. Louis fans every week?
Not even close. I got drafted to Arizona, where the fan base is a little weird because nobody from Arizona is actually from Arizona, you know. So there's a lot of fan support for many different teams. And, you know, I went to Iowa State where the fan base is loyal forever true, you know. So they show up no matter what, rain, sleet, or snow. And, you know, I played during COVID where there was no fans in the stadium, in the NFL stadiums as well. So that was also crazy. But to get to St. Louis, and week in and week out, 30, 40,000 people, it's something that a lot of people, you know, are jealous of, truthfully. We have a lot of guys after the game, they're like, bro, like, you know, I want to play for y'all. You know, this fan base, this team, everything is just, it's an amazing combination. So I'm forever thankful for all the fans within the stadium. And I'm just, I don't know, man. I'm speechless every game.
It's really cool. It's very, very cool. You mentioned you're an Iowa State guy. So I went to college at Kansas State. I have been at many Kansas State, Iowa State games in Ames. Man, when that stadium is full and the team is playing well and it's rocking, that is a fantastic college football environment.
Absolutely. Farmageddon, you know, that Kansas State-Iowa State rivalry. But, every time, I mean, I've been in there when we had 3-win seasons and when we've had 8-win seasons going to a bowl game. So I've seen it all, and those fans never waver, and neither do the St. Louis fans, truthfully.
Do you guys talk much at all? Is it a point of emphasis that if you guys can win the next couple games, you've got an opportunity not to just play your first postseason game in St. Louis, but the championship game's going to be here whether you're in it or not. How much pressure is there for this team to go out and get to that home championship game?
No pressure at all. I mean, especially from me. I take it game by game. I never think too far ahead, you know. I just worried about this week, and then from there we figure it out. We know what we have to do, and you know we know what we have to accomplish. So, if we do what we're supposed to do, we'll end up right back at home, you know, with the best home field advantage in the country right now.
I'm gonna try to fish for some inside information here. Is AJ McCarron looking good in practice? Like, what's the status there? What can you say?
I can say that all three quarterbacks took snaps, and I mean, I have chemistry with all of them. So, I mean, I'm fully prepared, ready, and willing to, you know, catch touchdowns from whoever. You know, if I got to go play quarterback, then we may do that, you know. So, we'll see what happens.
You were ready with that answer. That was good.
Yeah, you know, I've been coached well.
Very good. Hakeem, thanks so much for taking the time. Best of luck the rest of the way. But really fun to get to know you a little bit. We appreciate your time.
Man, I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
You bet. That's Hakeem Butler joining us on the program, trying to figure out where AJ McCarron is at. But you know what? They won a game that first week that AJ was at with Manny Wilkins. Manny's done a nice job. I think don't put what happened this past weekend on the quarterback situation. Just everybody you talk to around that team says they could have won that game. And as a team, they left a lot on the table losing to Arlington. But if you're not familiar with the situation, so they'll play San Antonio this Saturday. It's going to be a 3 o'clock kick over at the Dome. They're going to play San Antonio again in the first round of the playoffs. If they win this weekend, that home game on Sunday, June 9th, will be in St. Louis. If they lose against San Antonio this Saturday, then the game against San Antonio on June 9th would be in San Antonio. So they'll play San Antonio once, try to win that for home field advantage. They'll play San Antonio again and then try to win that to try to get to the championship game. And if they get to the championship game, that also will be played in St. Louis. Tickets are available at theufl.com. Go to the Battlehawks team site. Just get to their schedule and where you can see like week 10, you click the buy tickets and it takes you to Ticketmaster and you know how to do it from there. But the Cardinals are on the road this weekend. The Cardinals play at night on Saturday, so you can get on over to the Dome, 3 o'clock kickoff. You can watch yourself some Battlehawks, and then you can get home and watch and listen to the Cardinals. Of course, City SC this weekend, they are going to be in action as well. So, I mean, they're not at home. They are going to be matched up against Inter Miami. That's going to be a 6:30 kick, so you know you can go to the Battlehawks game, and then you can do what I do on weekends. Like this past, when I'm not doing any of the Cardinals stuff on the radio, my Saturdays and Sundays are spent sitting at home watching games. And like this past Saturday, I was watching the City SC against Seattle, and I was watching the Cardinals, and I was flipping back between the two, and then I flipped off of City at halftime when it was scoreless, and I came back and they were down 2-0. And I said, I don't know what just happened, but that did not go well very quickly. That turned very quickly as City's going to play Inter Miami coming up this Saturday. Speaking of City SC, we're going to talk with Taylor Twellman. He's going to join us at 7:20. We're going to talk with Matt Weiner. He's going to join us at 7:35 to talk NBA basketball. Jen and Nate hopefully will be in here a little bit before their show gets started tonight. We'll find out what's going on with them. There's a lot happening. And if you want to comment on anything that we're talking about, you can always chime in by calling, texting, tweeting, 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900, or you tweet at me, at Matt Pauly on air. Might the Cardinals be making a roster move in front of their game tomorrow based off something that I just saw on social media that might, capital M, might be happening? I'll share those details coming up in just a moment. This is the Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season, But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.